Welcome, friends, to Inspirational Truths, a time for exploring truths from God's timeless book. My name is Todd Price. I believe that song and the message for today will be a blessing to each of you. So with that in mind, it is my privilege to introduce to you the founder of Inspirational Truths, my father, Tom Price.
Well, greetings, friends. My name is Tom Price, and I'm always happy to say it's Inspirational Truth time once again. And to greet you, as always, in the blessed name of Christ, my Savior. And all, friend, listen, I want Him to be yours. He can be yours. In fact, He came to be yours. The Word of God teaches us that the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which is lost. And look, friend, that's what this message, that's what this program today is all about, is about getting someone to realize that God is calling and you've got a choice to make. I've opened my Bible to the book of Proverbs, chapter 1, right after the book of Psalms, right before the book of Ecclesiastes. And I want to read a couple of verses out of chapter 1 and talk to your heart, talk to your spirit, talk to your mind about the most severe and sincere thing that I can. Now that's making the right choice. God's made us where we can choose, friend, our eternity. It's up to us. Our destiny, our eternity is up to us. I'll be back after the song. I'm sure it'll be a blessing. This is written from a real experience that Debbie and I had at a church we used to attend where I was an associate pastor. So you pray, would you? You listen. You stick with this. I know God's already talking to your heart. He's already preparing you to make the right choice. I'll be back in a minute.
He said in the back of the church, like any other man, his life was in shambles, ruined by sin. The choir was singing, just as I am. The invitation was given. The Spirit said, come, yet he turned and walked away. He could have found God's amazing grace. He could have known his love. For the first time he could have been set free by the power of the blood.
friend, I'll tell you what. Again, that came as a true story, friend, a true happening. And, well, we don't know that that man ever was saved. What a sad night. What a sad night, friend. And, oh, look, there was a need there. And there's a need in your life if you don't know Jesus as your Savior. If you don't know if you died today, for sure you'd go to heaven. If you don't know for sure your names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. If you don't know for sure that your sins have been washed away by the blood of the Lamb, well, I pray that you'd listen. I pray that you'd heed. And I pray that you'd call upon the Lord for salvation in the book of Proverbs chapter 1. I'm going to read verses 24 through 27, and I'll read more than that, at least I plan to, for the message. It's going to be simple. It's going to be quick, friend. Time's already running by. But the Word of God says this, the Word of a wise man, the Word of a man that was wiser than any man that ever lived outside of Jesus Christ. Well, I know there was a period of time that he went utterly mad. He certainly did. We have a record of that in the book of Ecclesiastes. But oh, look, friend, these things are written for our admonition, for our learning. And the writer, whom I believe to be Solomon, said, "Because I have called, ye have refused. I have stretched out my hand, and no man regarded. But ye have said it not, all my counsels, and would none of my reproof. I will also laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear cometh. When fear cometh as desolation, and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind, when distress and anguish cometh upon you." I'm going to talk to you a little while today about making the wrong decision. Making the wrong choice actually is what my text is. Making the wrong choice. Have you ever done that and regret it? Have you ever in your life, short or long, made the wrong choice, lived long enough to regret it, lived long enough to say, "Well, if I had that to do over again, I'd certainly do something different." Well, look, friend, look. We're making choices every day that will determine our eternity. I mean to tell you, they determine our destiny. God has given you, sir, you, ma'am, another opportunity to make the right choice. There's no doubt in my mind that most of you, if not all of you that are listening today, God has spoken to you in some manner. In the sunrise from the east that happens every day, or the beautiful sunset in the west, in the beauty of the creation that is around us and the changing of the seasons, or maybe it's the stars in the sky that shine so brightly at night. I'm telling you, friend, listen, the hand of God is upon this creation. The hand of God is crying out in creation. Oh, look, friend, He's calling to you. He's calling to me. Here, a father is speaking to a son, to his children, warning them, calling them, even crying to them. And that's what wisdom is doing in this great book. This book can be, maybe in some simple, I mean extremely simple way of saying it, it could be summed up as saying it's either wisdom or folly. I mean, that's what this book is about. In many ways, it's about accepting the wisdom that is offered, or living a life of folly and all that comes with it. But I want you to think with me what it is to make the right choice. Look at verse 24, if you will. He said, "Because I have called, and ye have refused, I have stretched out my hand, and no man regarded." I want to tell you, friend, listen. First of all, wisdom is making a call to you. It's personal. You've got a choice in this matter. Will you accept it? Will you listen to it? Will you examine it? Will you consider it? Will you study it out? Will you seek to see whether or not it's right for you or not? Oh, look, the choice is up to you. Isn't it amazing how God has chosen us? We can't, without His grace and mercy, draw our next breath. Without His hand, without His purpose, without His grace, our heartbeat wouldn't beat the next time. But yet God has given us the ability to choose, given us the power to choose right things and wrong things, things that will produce life, things that will produce death. And oh, listen, the cry is out by wisdom. The cry is out by those that love you. Hey, it's a call, friend. It's certainly a call to wisdom. In verse 20, the Word of God says, listen, that wisdom cries continually. There is a call coming from the Spirit of God today. There's a call coming from this old country preacher. There's a call coming from you. and good conscience and good sense. Hey, you know you're going to eternity. You know that you're facing an endless eternity someday. And you know in down in the depths of your heart that there's only two places. There's a place that Jesus has gone to prepare, and then there is a place that's been prepared for the devil and his angels. Oh, look, how there's a cry. There's a cry. It's just not somebody suggesting. It's just not somebody coming up to you, whispering to you. But oh, it's an all-out cry. I'm telling you, listen, wisdom is crying to you today. Crying to get your attention. Crying to get you to stop and consider. But look at the call. Look at the cry. As we look at verse 20. Wisdom crieth without. She uttereth her voice in the street. She crieth in the chief place of the concourse. In the opening of the gate in the city, she uttereth her words. In the Old Testament, friend, when somebody would sit at the gate of the city, that's where many decisions were made. That's where the wise men of that day, the aged men, the counselors would gather. That's where many decisions were made. They would come to the gate of the city and seek the wisdom of those that were sitting there, that were situated there. Why, even in the concourse, even in the coming and going to that place, wisdom cried out. Whoa, she cries continually. That call goes continually, friend. Now listen, we can reject it. We're going to find that out. We can silence it. We can refuse it and neglect it. But oh, that doesn't stop her from doing her job. That doesn't stop her from coming to you and creating that angst in your heart, and that stirring of the Spirit in your mind. Oh, listen, friend. Listen, you've got a choice to make. And you are making a choice. But are you making the wrong choice? That is the question. Listen, this cry is continue. Isn't that something? I mean, she cries, friend, day after day. She utters her voice. She's not ashamed of what she's got to offer. She's not ashamed of what she's got to say. She knows where to say it. She knows how to say it. And she knows whom to say it to. Oh, it's just not, listen, in the low places of life, but she's in the chief places of life. She's in the right places. Her situation actually is rather glorious. It's not an accident. Ah, friend, listen, there's a call to you. I mean, it's specific. I mean to tell you, it's individual, it's personal, and oh, there's a cry going out from wisdom to hear, to heed, to accept and not reject. Ah, listen, friend, let me tell you the kind of people that are called. We'll find that in verse 22. Wisdom, I'm going to read verse 20 and 21 again. Wisdom crying without. She uttereth her voice in the streets. She crieth in the chief places of the concourse, in the opening of the gates, in the city even, she uttereth her words, and she says this in verse 21 or 22, how long? How long will you go on in your simple ways? How long will you go over good sense? How long will you go beyond the cries of wisdom? How long will you go blindly over and by the roadblocks, the hurdles that are in your way? Ah, listening, can I say it again? We're headed for eternity. And where will you end up? Listen, friend, God has put this in your way today. And I cannot help but believe that someone's nearer eternity today than they've ever been. And surely that's true of all of us. But oh, what will you do? Listen to who wisdom is calling out to. There are ye simple ones. Will you love simplicity? Listen, the call of God is simple, so simple that a fool wayfaring man would not err therein. The call is so simple that Jesus said, suffer or allow little children to come unto me and forbid them not, for if such is the kingdom of God. I'm telling you, the call of God is made such that it can be understood and heard by the whosoever's of this world, by the rich, by the poor, by the barbarian and the Scythian, by the wise and the unwise, I'm telling you, by the known and the unknown, by the little and the small, the great and the large. It can be heard by everyone, to the simple ones and to the scorners who delight in scorning. Listen, friend, there may be a day that you delight in doing what you do, walking in folly, walking in foolishness, but there's going to be a day that your scorning will turn on you and it will consume you. Not only the simple ones, not only the scorning ones, but how about the foolish ones and the fools that hate knowledge? Look, friend, the Bible said the fool said in his heart that there is no God. But I'll tell you what wisdom is doing. She's trying to make you wise. She's trying to get in your way. She's trying to stop you, trying to accost you, trying to arrest you. She's trying to get you to stop and look and listen and think and see where you are headed. We've got a choice to make. And I want you to make the right choice today. Have a look. Those three kind of people, individuals, are called. Look at the challenge that they have. Look at verse 23, if you will. He said, wisdom does. She said, not he. Wisdom cries and said, turn you at my reproof. Behold, if you do, she said, I will pour out my spirit upon you. I will make you to know my words. Listen, friend. That's the challenge. Will you do what she challenges? Will you call? Will you stop? Will you turn? Will you look? Will you listen? Will you let her pour her good stuff out upon you? Will you let the Spirit of God do what only the Spirit of God can do in bringing you to Christ? He's already convicted you of your sins. He's trying to convince you of your need of Jesus, and He wants to do that work of conversion on you that only He could do. Wisdom is crying. Wisdom is calling in the right places to the right people. The question is, will you make the right decision? The challenge is, will you not only hear, but heed? Oh, look, it's a crisis, is it not? You're at a crisis place today. I'll tell you, you've got to make a choice. You know what? May I say this to you sadly? I say this to you with heavy heart. In reality, if you don't make the right choice today about your eternity, if you don't make the right choice for Christ, if you don't repent of your sin and by faith receive Him, look, you'd have been better off never to have turned this old country preacher on. You'd have been better off to have never listened to this song that Debbie sang, He Could Have Found. You'd been better off to have never spent time to touch that radio dial to hear something you thought you might like and stay until you've heard this. Oh, sinner friend, God wants to bless you. God wants to redeem you. God wants to rescue you. You simple ones, you scorners, ye fools, according to the Word of God. That's the challenge. What will you do now with the voice that you've heard, with the call that's called on you, and the cry that's been made? Look at verse 25. He said, but ye have, look, He said, but ye have said it not all my counsel, and would none of my reproof. Oh, listen, friend, if that's you, if you're mocking, if you're laughing at this country preacher, if you say, I've heard that time and time again, if you think, look, I've lived this good, this long, so far, everything's alright. I want you to know something. One day everything will drastically change. One day will be like no other day in your life. It'll be different than yesterday. It'll be different than all of your yesterdays, friend. And there will be a change because you've made a choice to turn down, to refuse, to reject, to fail to heed, to fail to embrace, to fail to call upon God for mercy. And can I tell you, friend, it won't be good for you. Look at verse 26. And wisdom says, now listen, I've done my best. I've gone to the cheap places. I've even called in the concourse. I've called the simple ones. I've called the scorning ones. I've called the foolish ones. I've called everybody. I've not called anybody. I've said, will you listen to me? My wisdom is what you need. You take my word and it'll change you. But look at verse 26 of the calamity. He said, look, something's going to change. He said, I'll mock. Listen, I'll mock at your calamity. I'll mock. mock when your fear cometh. Listen, he said, I'll laugh at your calamity. I'll mock when your fear cometh. I'm telling you, there's going to be a day in your life, sir. There's going to be a day coming in your life, ma'am, when you'll be overtaken by fear. When you see your eternity opening itself up before you. When you see yourself lost and undone. When you see yourself in the midst of a devil's hell. When you see yourself standing before a righteous God, a holy God, a sinless God, an almighty God, a God that's going to consign you to your eternal destination because of your sad choices. Fear is going to consume you, do you hear? I mean to tell you, it's going to get all over you, but oh, friend, it's too late. Can you not close your mind, your eyes, and look into your mind and think about what it would be to be in a place of outer darkness, to be in a place where there's fear, a weeping, gnashing of teeth, in a place where there are cries for mercy, but there'll be an unknown, in a place where there'll be a desire to be delivered. Have a deliverance. Well, already I have had its past day. Our grace is gone. Only justice and judgment is there. Only the wrath of God, an almighty God, is upon you. Oh, listen, sinner friend. Now listen, make the right choice today. You may be in health. You may have money in your pocket to jingle. You may have some in the bank. You might think like that rich fella, that rich fool that said, look, a soul thou hast laid up many goods for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. It may be the same for you. How that the day is your last day on planet earth. Today, listen, it will be your last day that you'll hug your spouse. I love your children. I do what you enjoy to do. And maybe it's this night that the Spirit of God will call you to death and then to judgment and eternity. Listen, calamity is coming. It's bound to come. It's told in the Word of God that it's coming. How about what will it be for you? He said, look, I'll laugh at your calamity. I'll mock when your fear cometh. He said, your fear, now watch this, that cometh as a desolation, your fear that cometh, and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind, when distress and anguish cometh upon you. Ah, look, today's the day. Now's the time. I don't know when, but I know what. I can't describe it. I can't tell you pointedly. I can't give you a name, but I'm going to tell you according to this. There's going to be desolation. There's going to be destruction. There's going to be distress. And here's why. Here's why. It says, look, then they'll call, but I'll not answer. They'll seek me early, but shall not find me. And here's why. For they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord. They would none of my counsel. They despised all my reproof. Therefore shall they eat of the fruit of their own ways and shall be filled with their own devices. Listen, friend, this is going to happen. This is coming. It's coming. Hey, you remember the old what was that advertisement? It's coming to a theater near you. Hey, I want you to know it's coming not just to your neighbor, not just to your neighborhood, not just to your town, your state, or your nation. It's coming to you, sir and ma'am. Are you ready for eternity? Are you ready to face death? Are you ready to face a judgment where God, listen, knows you better than you know yourself? Will you give an account of every idle word spoken? Will you give an account of the deeds done in the body? Will you give an account of what you did with Jesus in this life? Will you give an account of this message that you've heard? Will you make the right choice? Listen, I beg you to. I beseech you to. Oh, I'd get down on my knees and crawl from here to wherever you are. That gets you saved. That won't work. Here's what you got to do. You've got to realize you're lost. You've got to understand that the Spirit of God is speaking to you. You've got to understand, friend, that All you have to do is realize you're a sinner and ask God to forgive you. Repent of your sin. And by faith receive Christ as your Savior. The Bible said, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Pray a sinner prayer with me. Say something like, dear Jesus, I know I'm a sinner. And right now, the best I know how, I repent of my sin and I receive Christ as my Savior. Thank you for dying for me. Now help me to live for you until I come live with you in Jesus' name. Or if you'll pray that prayer, something like it, even just, Lord, save me, I'll tell you what He'll do. He'll have mercy on you. Hey, make the right choice. You may have made multitudes of wrong ones, but if you make this right one today, it'll take care of all of those. Until the next time, thanks for tuning in.
You are my Savior.
Thank you, friend, for listening to Inspirational Truths today. It is our prayer that the message and the song has been a blessing to your soul and has in some way ministered to your heart. We hope that you will make plans to join us every week at the same time. If you have a special request that you would like us to know about, please feel free to write us and we will be sure to pray about your request, whatever it is. If you'd like to contact us, our address is Inspirational Truths, P.O. Box 10004, Charleston, West Virginia, 25357. That's Inspirational Truths, P.O. Box 10004, Charleston, West Virginia, 25357. Or on the web at TomAndDebbie@inspirationaltruths.com. That's Tom and Debbie at inspirationaltruths.com. Remember, friend, this is a work of faith. We need both your prayers and your listening ear. Now until the next time, it is our prayer that God will richly bless both you and yours.